How's it going? My name is Stacy and I work at Lowe's. Get a jump on your summer to-do list with unbeatable savings. Right now, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, come in and get 15% off Energy Star appliances or 10% off all other major appliances priced $397 or more. Start your summer with savings this weekend at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid 5/26/11 to 5/30/11. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. You are about to leave your comfort zone. Beyond the teachers. Beyond the gurus. Beyond duality. Ever beyond. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to I think I've got several too many windows opening and I've got too many shows going on. There we go. I've got one thing going. Right, that's very nice. So welcome everybody to the first episode, and I'm just trying to get the hang of linking in these Skype calls and seeing if I can add people to this. And once we've got that, I think that's the button. Add to call, there we go. So we're now going to bring in our first guest. There's Vonda. And if obviously Michelle is there, I will bring her in. There we go. Add to call. And hopefully they should be coming in any second now. Vonda, Michelle, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Just had a very panicked update of Skype. It crashed about 5 minutes before the show was about to start. So I had to uninstall it, download it, and start it up again all in the time. It just about worked. So. Very nice.
Starting off with a bang.
Yeah, that's right. Start off with the crisis, happening to carry on. That's right. So, Vonda, are you there yet? There we go. Oh, you are there. Vonda, hello. No, Vonda. Vonda, there's you on. She's not there. There we go. So, anyway, Vonda, is that you there? No. Well, Michelle, let's talk, because it's not good to leave dead air, is it?
No.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
This is,
yes. Can hear you
this is just a pilot, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed this.
Okay.
I got to laugh about something because I was perfectly fine. I was completely not nervous. I was like, wow, you know, I'm really starting to get the hang of this. And then I saw in the chat room that Rebecca Jernigan, and I'm like, oh, breathe.
There we go. So, yes, we also like to welcome in Tracy there in the chat room. It's lovely to see you all. So, the show is called Ever Beyond, and one of the things that we want to do in the show that we've kind of been gestating over the last few weeks is how we want to move forward with all of our light work and what it means, you know, being light workers or whatever you want to call yourself. But basically, we're all looking to take ourselves a little further than we were. And so that's why I call it Ever Beyond. So we're always trying to push our own boundaries of belief and understanding and compassion and see where that takes us. So with that in mind, let's just see. Vonda, are you there with us? Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Yes. You put your headphones on this time, huh?
Yes.
Yes, always helps.
I'm indoors.
That's good. So we won't have the traffic noise.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But no wind.
So tonight we decided we were going to be talking about beyond medicine. It seems to be the thing on the current feeling of the moment. And it's interesting because the three of us are exemplifying basically three examples of the healing of the future. Vonda, you're a great student of herbalism, and you've been a therapist for several years. And go ahead.
Yes, I'm a therapist for 10 years, and I don't know if I would say a great student of herbalism, but I am a student.
Well, I think you're great, and you're a student, so that's it.
It's a lifetime of study, and really should be taught from a very young age, because this is stuff everybody should know. It's stuff that grows around us, and I happen to be learning about North American herbs mainly,
mm-hmm.
although Chinese herbs are accessible here, but I don't know them. And but it's a very complex study, and I think no one ever stops. There's just so many layers, and but it's interesting how Western medicine, pharmaceuticals, are derived from these plants that we've evolved with for however long we've been here. And I guess that's up for debate. But, and it's interesting how Western medicine has dissected them and taken from them and exploited them and lost the soul, but how all these herbs really do work and worked for us, and we're here. I mean, we've been using them for a long time. So it's fun to incorporate it.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got an interest in the bodywork,
yes.
Fascia
and
osteo-thingy.
I do.
Osteo-thingy.
Osteo-thingy. The thing that's not about bones, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
But originally I was interested in energy from a very young age. I've always kind of been connected to that and aware of it and open, but I was not grounded, I must say, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite wild, so I thought learning anatomy would fix that, you know, getting into my body and understanding what it's about. And now I've come full circle and I'm learning energy again, but, like, in terms of herbalism, because the body is one thing, but incorporating physical work to open up the tissues and stuff and to create harmony and the herbs together is kind of unique. I understand.
Mm. So that's a very interesting approach. So you're taking a kind of traditional and
very traditional studies, yeah. And osteopathy is not so traditional.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's quite recent, osteopathy.
It has its traditions, and I think a bit of a murky beginning, because the guy who studied most, I think, I'm thinking about still, had a bit of a tragic life. Lost his wife and kids to disease and at quite young ages. And anyway, he used to dig up bones, like native grave sites mainly, and study their anatomy at different stages of decay, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a bit of a grave robber.
All right.
And it really turned me off of the study. I was like, oh, man. But, it's an interesting study of looking at the body as a whole interdependent system that cannot be differentiated into little tiny parts like science likes to categorize and name things and assume that things are like independent of each other. And clearly, everything, if we believe that everything's sort of a fractal where the microcosm and the macrocosm reflect each other, then the body is just like the world. It's like a whole system. So, yeah. In that way, herbalism and osteopathy are similar.
So, there's the violet path for where your interests lie. Now, Michelle, I kind of view this, if there is a spectrum of healings, yours is kind of on the other end of it, because it doesn't involve administration of any medicine. It doesn't involve contact with the client, and yet it has effects. How would you address that?
Well, a lot of people ask me, well, do you do Reiki or any kind of particular healing that is labeled? And when I had my awakening, I had these incredible downloads that really fried me from inside. It really felt like, because my insides would shake, and I didn't understand what was going on, and I really had to work through these different phases of the awakening process. And what I realized is that I had an ability, and I was channeling energy, healing energy. And so I've never had any formal training or anything, but it's interesting how, if you want to call them spirit guides or whatever you want to call them, with my particular experience, I have had ET contact with light beings, which they're actually Arcturian. So I think that has a lot to do with who guides me. And I end up in these interesting situations where I channel this energy, and it's very effective. So I kind of just go with that. And I had thought about maybe studying different, maybe like even pranic healing had come up. But just my inner, because I kind of go with my inner knowings of things, and I just want to keep it natural. So what I do, like I've done for you, is I just, if you have a headache or whatever, or you just need energy in general, it's the love vibration, and I send it out. And it's very effective.
Yes, I've experienced some of that. And do you think that it's this is something that in large numbers people are going to move in towards? Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, you won't need to see a doctor, because everybody else can heal you as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are opening up to that. We all have the abilities.
Mm.
It's just a matter of, well, even within the awakening process, I had a kind of a hard time, because I had a lot of other things that I had seen. I had out-of-body experiences. I had many things happen. I'm aware of multi-dimensions and all this other stuff. So it wasn't like I just all of a sudden had this kind of healing ability, and I had to work through that. I was working through many, 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 many other things all at the same time. So I think if you are a healer, that you may not even be able to identify it up front, because I didn't. And everybody's different, and everybody's path is different. Everybody here has a different piece to contribute. So I think that's why I really opened up to the idea about speaking. And that just recently started a couple weeks ago, actually. And just I guess sending the message, but it's okay, you know, to kind of, I was under the impression that if you're a healer, you would know that you're a healer and that's what you would do. But that was before the awakening. So, you know, it's okay to kind of explore different abilities that might be awakened within you.
Mm.
And sometimes it does take time to figure that out. My awakening was about 4 years ago. And I didn't start working and sharing this energy until about maybe 6 months ago, to where I was actually allowing it to work through me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm having a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying this experience. It's not stressful anymore. It was very stressful. Because I had these thoughts going through my head. Well, what if I don't do it right? Or what if, you know, I had all these what if. And what I just realized is that, you know, my hands just kind of naturally go out in front of me. It's a natural position when I channel this energy. And they're kind of like bent forward a little bit. And I just allow it to work through me. And I really don't, as long as I have a good intention, and I'm
mm-hmm.
allowing, I'm opening myself up, and I'm grounding myself while I'm doing it, because I wasn't grounding either. that was fun. Allow it to be. So, I just really don't feel that I need to practice any kind of, like, specific techniques and stuff. Maybe I should. I don't know, but I'm not prompted to do that yet. And I just kind of go with what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from one side, which is a very structured learning course, to the completely intuitive let it flow, Vonda, it does seem to be a matter of applying the appropriate healing technique, doesn't it?
Well, you see, from what I understand these days, after spending quite a bit of time with somebody in a hospital, I have come to realize that the art of assessment and real consideration of what's presented it doesn't exist anymore in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the allopathic approach, and I mean, I only last December had to see a doctor for something very minor, and the sign said 5 to 10 minutes max, present us with your most urgent symptom. It's like, wow, well, it takes a good hour and a half to do an assessment for herbs, you know,
yeah,
really efficiently, thoroughly, to get a picture of somebody as a whole. And even only then you're getting a glimpse, an impression, but it's like a global impression.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes some time to do assessment for, I guess, body work, because I'm a licensed therapist, a registered therapist, but I do a lot of different things, like lymphatic drainage and massage techniques with myofascial release. I learned in osteopathy school, craniosacral work, that kind of thing, and I incorporate Reiki a bit. So it's just like, I feel like I'm always a student, because I'm adding something in always and trying to understand the big picture, and it's a big picture.
Mm.
And medicine, Western medicine, is like what you said before, would it be in the future where nobody would have to see a doctor, because we would know what to do, and we would be aware and also open and free enough, because really restriction causes inflammation and inflammation causes disease.
Mm.
So when we're free in our minds and we're free in our life, we're free in our body. And our culture reflects and the world reflects their mirrors of each other. And it just seems like medicine is, it feels to me like I'm watching a great, really, almost like Saruman's Tower in Lord of the Rings. Sorry for people who haven't seen it, but Saruman's Tower, and they're just surrounded by water because I believe they have a very low accurate assessment rate or diagnosis rate. And they hurt a lot of people, and their drugs really hurt. I mean, I always think it's an SNL skit when I'm watching a drug commercial because the list of side effects can be really bad, and they far outweigh in terms of damage what the pill is for. And I don't know, I just feel like people are tuning into their bodies more and listening to, you know, what's really happening in the world, where people aren't necessarily benefiting from what's being presented to them all the time.
I think that last part about people are starting to become more and more aware. I mean, what we're dealing with now is a global wake-up.
Mm.
It just seems to be all over the place. People are waking up and starting to smell the coffee. And it's. I don't think it's too late. Many people might feel, oh, it's a bit too late, you know, we've passed half the story. But I think there is always time, and there will always be time to fix our timelines. But we need to expand our possibilities of what we think is real and true. And one of the first issues that you have to deal with is the issue of wellness. A lot of people experience their awakening when they get ill, you know, because they've had ME or MS, or they find themselves in hospital with a broken spine, and they can't do anything but think and reflect, and eventually they'll things will start coming out from inside them. And our modern world is all about the bombardment from outside that stops us from being able to sit, reflect, pause, take a breath, and assess in our minds and our hearts what's going on in our bodies. And if we do have an illness, what that illness is teaching us, because your body doesn't just get ill because it's punishing you. It's trying to tell you something.
Mm. Always. Everything is fine in the body. It's like the mind isn't in the brain. The mind is contained in the energy of the organs in your body.
Mm.
And they have an energetic relationship with each other. Archetypes are contained within organs as well. So you'll find if you have trouble with a certain system in your body or several systems, you'll have certain archetypes come up in your dreams to show you something and sort of work it through, because it always starts as an energetic, buzz in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then as that vibration increases, I guess, as the density of our electromagnetic field becomes physical, then it imprints physically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always in motion.
Yeah. So where you're going with that is that all disease starts from a vibration that isn't vibrating right.
I don't know. I mean, could you say that a gene, an inherited gene, that would predispose somebody to have a neurological disorder like MS,
mm-hmm.
or diabetes or cancer or whatever, is that a vibrational, you know, is that a vibration that isn't harmonious in the DNA?
Well, there's been scientific tests that prove that. You can take the DNA from an ill frog, shine it onto through a laser to a healthy frog, and the healthy frog gets ill.
So light transfers information as well.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, it's carried. The DNA is carried along the light beam.
When I had my awakening experience, and I believe it had to have been the downloads, because, and of course that has a frequency, because I literally stopped eating. And all of the habits that I had, my coffee habits, you know, I love to eat chocolate, all of that just went completely out the window. And nothing was appealing to me at all. So I do, I'm absolutely convinced that when you start, when you become awakened through meditation, mine was spontaneous. Because I wasn't reading any books or looking. I was very well into the third dimensional experience, and I was pretty successful at what I was doing. It wasn't like I was looking for it. It just kind of, you know, I went from doing very well to completely not wanting to participate anymore at all. So, and with that, we're talking about light and how it restructures the body. I noticed that it started changing me in every possible way. So, we talk a lot about the genetic upgrading and, you know, the quote-unquote night school and the upgrades that we get and the downloads and all that stuff. I think that as we awaken, we do get these kind of genetic upgrades, and that's how we start waking up to these abilities and things. So I think that's something that should be mentioned as well.
I think you just did.
Yeah, thank you.
So I just want to have a expand a little bit on what healing that I've been involved with in the last few years. It was about 15 years ago I met a woman called Shari Edwards, who now apparently has she's got a show on Rumor Mill News on Mondays, and I'll be trying to catch hold of her. She has a very unique ability, which is that she can hear the sound that comes out of our ears. Yes, we have sounds that come out of our ears as well as sounds that go in. They've been scientifically measured, and it's called the otoacoustic frequency.
Cool.
Emission.
What's
oto sound for? It's ears, as in, you know, ear, nose, and throat. That one of those is oto.
Oh.
So it's basically your pineal gland is vibrating. I think it's a pineal gland. Some gland within the body emits a very high-pitched frequency, and she has this particular unique ability to hear that. She can tune into that. And the other ability she has is to be able to sing that back. Now, she's not a great singer. She's not a, like, kind of singer. But she does have this ability to reproduce the tone. And it sounds something like this. But she can hold a very steady note, and it's exactly the right pitch, which is, you know, many people have problems with pitch. But she has exactly the right pitch. And what she discovered first, she was doing a PhD paper on something, and they were into a sound lab, and she started making these sounds, you know, just playing around. And the guy who was working with her said, "I can feel my blood pressure drop when you do that." And they started messing about with it, and they could raise and lower somebody's blood pressure by about 30 points either way.
Yeah.
And that's just using her voice to make this sound. Turns out that everybody's got this sound. Everybody has a unique frequency. And this frequency can be measured from the voice by taking a spectrograph, spectral analysis of the voice. Now that will then produce a note, which is not necessarily a B flat or a C sharp or something like that. It's sometimes, well, it's usually mostly in between those notes, which is why you might think that some certain music is healing, but there might be one that just particularly because maybe there's a violin that's slightly out of tune that is hitting your note, and that's the way it works. So what I do is I take a spectral analysis and we analyze the graph of it, and you can see which notes are missing or which notes are in excess. And I've had some quite interesting success from it. The thing that is most effective is when there's an acute. So somebody who's, for instance, broken a bone or cracked a bone, or poison. It works very well with poison. A woman came to me a couple of years ago with arsenic poisoning, and we managed to, over a period of about 6 to 8 months, absolutely eliminate the arsenic from her body, which, according to medical science, is impossible. So they couldn't help her anyway, because they said it's impossible to get arsenic out of your system. So I believe, many times I've used this technique, and I believe that it is very, very effective and is one of the tools for the medicine of the future. What do you think of that?
Definitely. Yep, that and light.
Yes, color, which is, again, frequency. I mean, in the end, I'll bang on about it because it is. It's everything is vibration. That's the universal esoteric law, and the scientists are coming to the same conclusion, you know. There's nothing such as solid matter. It's 99% air or gap or vacuum. And all vibration vibrates, and all vibrations are frequencies, and all frequencies are notes in one octave or another. And it's still the same. If you've got an A in one octave, it's still an A in the next octave, and it just goes on forever. So when it becomes light, an A corresponds to, say, a blue, or something like that. I don't know the exact correspondence. Or it might correspond to the smell of lavender or something like that. Each different wave band has its own sensory perception. But in the end, they're all on a continuum from the very, very low notes that we may experience. For instance, rotation of the Earth, the orbit of the Earth, the spinning of the solar system around the galaxy. These are all very, very low notes, and we also have very, very high notes, which become radio waves, microwaves, light, X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays, etc. And all of those in the spectrum between, they all occur in octaves. It's just like having an enormous piano.
Like sacred geometry.
And like sacred geometry, because that will then unfold. Using the science of kinematics, you can take a frequency, you could put a loudspeaker under a drum skin, put some rice on top of it, and try messing about with frequencies. And if anybody wants one, I've got a very useful and free sound tool that I can give to people, which can produce any frequency you like.
You do?
Yeah.
What's that?
I sent it around the group a few couple of months ago, but I can always send it more. It's sign gen, it's called.
I never got one either, Vonda.
All right, I'll give you a sign gen at the end of the show.
The winner left out.
As long as we've been talking, gee.
Yeah.
Everybody. You're still in, sort of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You get a sign gen.
Yeah.
Vonda gets a sign gen. Everybody gets a sign gen.
Dungeons around, all around. Send them twice.
So there you go. So I think it's a very interesting spread that we have here. So we're all talking about energies and vibrations, but we're all talking in if you like, a different density. Vonda, you're working very, very closely with the physical and the sort of the life energy.
Well, and there's always the energetic, which you can't separate any of it, right? Like, you work on somebody's physical structure to improve the structure. Whatever they've been holding in that area that releases comes out. And sometimes it comes out well, if you're a laugher, and sometimes it comes out like tears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes other ways, but the body is just a very interesting, very complex representation and, like, vehicle.
Mm.
There's a lot more we cannot see than we can. So, but moving beyond medicine, you know, how do we all achieve that? Because we all have different skills that are complementary and would catalyze healing. I mean, I believe Western medicine has its place, definitely. You know, if I have a broken bone, I want a doctor to set it.
Absolutely.
Some stitches, like bring me to, you know, St. Mike's in Toronto. If I need surgery, I'd rather have whoever it is that has those amazing tools that they found down south, where in Mexico, is it Guatemala?
Oh, the obsidian knives.
The obsidian curvy knives that were just so sharper than anything we have.
One atom along the edge.
The instrument, and I don't know where people can find this. I imagine it would be Project Avalon, and it would be Jeremy.
Mm.
I don't remember his name. I'm very sorry, but I don't.
But, not Michael Tellinger?
No.
No,
Klaus Donner.
Please. Yes.
There's this beautiful, beautiful instrument to help a woman through childbirth that is constructed to fit whoever's helping, probably a woman, fit her hand so perfectly that she would not touch the woman, but she would be able to reach in with this instrument and cause no damage to the baby or to the woman. Just perfect instruments, and I would like to go see them if I need surgery, but there's a lot of stuff people can do for themselves that raises their vibration and helps them to be more active and also move better so that they can stave off the vibratory stuff that is saturating our world right now, you know? Really, truly is. Whether it's ELF or microwaves or, you know, gases or fallout from plants or chemtrails or corrected rain or oil rain. And the beautiful thing about water, which is our body, and it's all about movement of water, allowing water to be free, because then the land would be healthy and clean if the water's clean. But it, you know, in our world, we have the power with our consciousness to change the structure of water, and that's been proven as well. So we can heal ourselves very easily, I believe, with a shift in consciousness and the right foods and the right herbs and the right, you know, energy work and the right music, but also we can do it for the world.
Right.
We believe it. I'm off my soapbox.
Talk it down, Michelle. Talk it down.
Yeah. That was a little passionate there for me.
It's also interesting that it's not so much that I'm a healer of, although I did help my friend through, she was in excruciating pain. She was having a gallstone, and she called me and she could hardly talk. And I sent her, and I was able to take away the pain, and that is I've never experienced that, but I know
pain
that.
Pain that
was, yes.
Oh, tell me all about it. It's very bad.
Well, if it ever happens again, give me a call, because she was just crying and telling me, oh, my God, you took away the pain. But I don't think that's my focus for what I'm here for. I mean, I'm happy to do it for anybody. I'm very happy to do it. But mostly it seems like I do a lot of people that I send energy to, they feel it in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel it in their chest. I know. Did mm-hmm. you feel that, Jeremy?
I first experienced it. I could feel it on my head. It was like somebody pulled a woolen hat onto my head. That then seemed to melt and pour down me.
Well, it's also interesting. It's also, I mean, I don't know. I might sound naive about the whole thing because, you know, I haven't had any training or anything like that, but it also comes in different ways. Sometimes it'll feel like I could literally feel like almost like a wave. It's incoming and outgoing. Sometimes it just shoots right through my crown chakra and zaps me, you know, pretty good too. And I have this incredible flow of energy go through my body. And then sometimes it's circulating. Kind of fun to feel. I've identified four different kinds so far. And I thought, you know, energy is energy. It's going to, you know, go through you and out you, and that's it. But that's not the case, or my experience of it. And I unfortunately haven't been able to talk to too many people about this. So I may sound like completely ridiculous right now, but the point is to get, you know, the information out there anyways. I'm not here to, you know, just share energy. But also it seems like I do group energy work, and it appears that I have the ability to accelerate people's clearing process.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been happening more and more lately, and I'm starting to see a pattern. So it's not that I'm like one specific kind of healer. It just seems like it's just kind of manifesting in all these different ways. And so I'm just kind of going with it.
So that then takes me to the next question, okay? And I think this is, to me, this is a very, very interesting and pertinent question. And that question is, should everybody be healed?
Should everybody be healed?
Yes. Are there people who don't...
I don't like the word should, though, because it implies obligation, implies some sort of, like, moral base, you know, that would define, that would lend, you know, weight to the question.
All right. Well,
should everybody be healed? Healing is different than curing, and I would say, yeah, if they want to be.
The bigger question, bigger question I'm trying to get to is...
I don't like...
All right, okay, I know you don't have the word should, frankly. All right, how about this? Let me see if I can rephrase it so we don't use the word should. Is it right, according to everybody's karma, and again, this is a moral question, I think, let me turn it right around and say, can everybody be healed? How about that?
Can everybody be healed?
That's a tricky one.
Can the entire earth be healed?
That's one thing, yeah.
Okay, and the thing is, though, you know, how do you define healed? Because how do you quantify it? Because, you know, it could mean something simple like feeling love from somebody once. You know, say you're closed off your entire life and keep everybody at arm's length, and then sort of toward the end you open up. Could be that. It doesn't heal all the pain, but it makes it okay for that time. You know, like,
yeah.
It's very profound. So it's hard to say healed, like, healed, cured, probably not, because there's a lot of, and this is very, seems very desensitized to me in a spiritual way to say, but it seems that there's a lot to be learned in physical adversity, in mental anguish, in emotional, you know, desperation. There's a deep well of many, many, many pearls of wisdom once you pass through that darkness.
That's
but do people want to do the work? Do people want to do the work to do it? Do people want to take responsibility for themselves? Can they? I believe so. Do they want to? I don't think so. Not all the time. It's very rare to find somebody that is responsible even unto their thoughts, as we were talking about earlier today.
Mm.
Even unto what they think. It's very rare.
Well, it's been interesting. Oh, I'm sorry, Vonda.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Thank you. It's been, I'm not a known healer, and only, you know, not too many people know about it. It seems to me that people will come to me, and I can start to see that they're asking without asking. So it's not like they're going to come to me and say, well, like you, because you know, Jeremy, that if there's something that I can help you with, I will, and you can ask me to do that because you know. But there's been so many people that have come into my life, you know, out of nowhere, and whatever they need at the time, I'll do some sort of intuitively. I'll do some sort of healing, whether it be clearing or planting the seeds, which we all do. You know, we all, any conversation that we have about spirituality or anything, we're just, even if they're not ready for it, they'll remember. You know, they'll come back to it later and say, wow, I really thought that lady was crazy. Why the heck did, you know, now I'm a little more careful. Before, I used to say all kinds of things thinking that, you know, they would get it or understand because they would say one word that would trigger off a whole paragraph out of my mouth. And then all of a sudden they're looking at me like, how fast could I get away from this person?
Yes.
Okay, so I had to learn the hard way. So, because I was so eager to share and everything, but it seems for me that, you know, it's all kind of different. It's according to what they need at that time.
So,
some of them have no idea what's going on, but I could see it.
So, again, it goes back to, you know, the appropriate kind of healing. So, for instance, you know, you've tripped over, you've cut yourself open on sticking out a piece of metal. You need a doctor to stitch you up, you know, you know, or at least a good nurse, you know, at the very least, or you know, or some super glue. Did you know that super glue was in fact invented for the Vietnam War to act as something to hold skin together after explosions and things. Very quick way. It's brilliant. It really works.
That would burn, wouldn't it?
No.
You would think.
No, it doesn't. You can get. I mean, you could get super glue on your lip, and it would, you know, eventually it would peel off. But anyway, yeah, super glue is a. So where were we? About healing and.
The appropriate application.
Yeah. Get the appropriate application. So what we're kind of getting to is that in some ways what we need is a kind of intermediate healing assessor that says, well, hang on a second, you need to go to such and such, or you know, your teeth are rotting, you know, go and see this guy who can fix your teeth. Don't go and see a chiropodist. You know, find the appropriate kind of healing that is appropriate for the level of healing. Because, for instance, you mentioned before, Vanda, you know, if somebody is unhappy, they're going to make themselves ill, you know.
Sure.
Therapy for them may just be, you know, go for a walk around the park every day, get some oxygen into, and watch some bloody comedy.
Right, yeah. It could even be something as obscure as, you know, somebody having a very subtle way of manipulation, that kind of thing, sets up a vibrational pattern in your body eventually.
Mm.
And why is it even there? Is it inherited? Is it learned? Is it conditioning? Is it socioeconomic? You know, is it cultural? It's hard to say.
Mm.
But it's so complex. You know, the life is just so complex. And there's so many layers, like wheels, superimposed on each other. And it's very, it's an endless pursuit of apprehension. But, you know, I feel that there is a bridge, and I believe that people are the bridge. Like, and I'm not, you know, patting myself on the back or anything, but being a mom and being an advocate on someone's behalf within a group of advocates, you know, where we're communicating and keeping each other up to date and responding appropriately enough in the Western allopathic medicine language to muscle, and but effective enough to acquire proper care, and creating a dialogue, and really being fearless to question. Because it's a bit intimidating, you know. We're taught to bend over and to accept, you know, the good doctor, playing doctor when you're a kid. It's this thing you're always made to be familiar with. And we are going to transition away from that. What we transition into, I feel, hopefully, people will responsibly come together, leaving their egos at the door, because really everyone has a piece of the puzzle, and the hierarchical shite that floats around the world right now, where there's like a pyramid structure within everything, that has to go away, and people need to come together in like a circle and offer their bit and find the pearl in each, and then make something beautiful with it. And I really feel that there's so much knowledge out there, and so many people who have studied, and so much inspiration and so much passion to bridge the gap, that it's going to happen, because it can't go on the way it is with pharmaceutical companies dictating how we take care of ourselves. Thank you very much, WHO and W. Yeah,
well,
pretty
you.
Much, right? It's just the one finger of the same hand.
Mm-hmm.
But WHO is not going to determine what kind of seeds I can plant, and it's not going to determine what kind of, you know, drugs I can take, or in what portion, or you know, push their drugs on me. Like, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what a drug pusher acts like. I can spot them from a mile away. I mean, just because they dress nice doesn't mean that, okay, I'm getting carried away. I realize I've had a couple of interesting experiences, to be clear, very recently. So, but what I do have to say to end it is there are many, many compassionate doctors who, and nurses and caregivers who are really beautiful people, and their hearts in the right place. And there are many healers who are beautiful people and their hearts in the right place. And we just have to start seeing each other as people who love what we do and want to help and see how we can help each other, help others more. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Thank you, Vonda. And Michelle, do you want to, we've got 5 minutes now, and I don't know whether that includes the final theme, so do you want to give some closing words?
Yes, just to kind of continue a little bit with what Vonda was saying, it doesn't always have to be one person specifically. I've gone to events that I'm just called to, and I just know to go. Like, I don't know, and I'm not part of any one group. I just kind of get the nudge and the urge to participate, and I know I contribute energetically. And I believe that's important if we all can start, you know, identifying that and listening, go within and listening to our inner self, which was, I kind of went down kicking and screaming a little bit with that one because it was hard for me to trust my inner self because I was so programmed, you know. And then now I have this completely different level of understanding, and then I had to try to make it work into this third dimensional existence, and that resulted in me being off the grid for 2.5 years. And I became like this mad scientist reader. I had stacks and stacks and stacks of books everywhere, and I tried to figure out what had happened to me, you know, and what was going on, and it was so multidimensional. I had to jump into so many different types of books and realize that it all came together, all of it. Mm-hmm. And then when I really started understanding that and starting understanding how connected we are and really feeling that and being that, that's why I'm talking. Now, and then, of course, I had to get over the fact that I have, you know, horrible stage fright or, you know, interview fright or whatever.
Hasn't seemed to have affected you today, my dear.
I'm sorry?
It hasn't seemed to have affected you today.
Well, thank you very much, but you're very well aware of how much I struggled with it. Just kidding.
Well, that was then, this is now.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for that. Because I really feel good. I really feel like I'm being on purpose now. And that's so important to me because I've really let go of everything else. I don't do anything that isn't in line with how I feel, and I'm at a really good place right now, and I just want to share that in any way I can.
That's great. Well, Michelle and Vonda,
Jeremy,
thank Michelle. You very much for your your time. We're going to come out. I'm going to see if this button works. It doesn't look like it works because it's not turned into a little finger. But I'm going to see if this button works. And you're very welcome. And next week, we'll see how and who we will go beyond with. So I'm going to press this button and see what it does. Yes, it's happening.